Let me tell you a story about Mel Fisher. How many of you know about Mel Fisher? We have a couple of hands. Mel Fisher was deep sea diver. Okay, he liked to scuba dive. And I don't remember my dates right now, but he, as a young boy, was intrigued by the Treasure Island movie, right? The big metal hats and the heavy suits and these people exploring the sea bottom. And he said, I want to do that. And he built his own, got parts from places and built his own and started to dive a little bit in the muddy lagoon near his house in Indiana. And he said, this is what I want to do. He went to school, became an engineer. During World War II, he served in the Army Corps of Engineers. Learned more about it, came back from the war. His family had moved to California, and he started doing a lot of diving. In fact, as he opened up his own little dive shop, first dive shop in the world, okay, by Mel Fisher. And he started teaching people. In fact, he's credited as teaching he and his wife, who he met there and married, and she also fell in love with diving. They taught 650,000 people to scuba dive. Okay, certified them, taught them to scuba dive through his little dive shop. Well, he got intrigued that, you know what, off the coast of California, there's only so many things to look at. There's a whole bunch of shipwrecks on the other side of the country. So he and Dolores, I think it was Dolores, moved across to Key West, Florida, and they started going and looking for shipwrecks, discoveries, treasure. They realized, hey, you know what? There are treasure ships off there. And they actually worked for free for a guy who was a treasure hunter. And they found a few gold coins with him. And they said, this is what we want to do for the rest of our life. We're going to fund it with our little dive shop that they had. And they had five boys, I think it was. And the boys got into the business as well as a family-run business. But we're going to spend every moment we can out searching for treasure. And so they started to look for some of these Spanish treasure ships, these galleons, right, that had been loaded with treasure. And there was a find that happened, and that, you know, he found a few gold bars, and he had a little museum, a floating museum that he had put together as a kind of a floating houseboat type of a thing. He's mortgaging everything he owns. He's borrowing money. He's getting investors in to try and help him do this. And people are saying, those gold bars, you bought them from some other treasure hunter. You can't really find anything. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. You got a wife. You got kids. Come on, get serious about life. What are you doing chasing this dream, right? You need a real job. You need to. And he says, every day as he would come out to the boat with his little crew of people, he would say to everybody, he'd say, hey, Buck, today's the day. Today's the day. And the guys that are working with him, they'd say, yep, today's the day. And they'd get in their little boat and they'd go out there and they'd go underwater and they'd dig in the sand and they'd spend all day out there bobbing on the ocean and they'd come back no luck, right? We've been doing it now for 5 years. 5 years. Look, one day, today's the day. Yeah, okay, Mel, I'm all for it, right? Day two, today's the day, right? Okay, Mel, yeah, okay, let's go. Day three, today's the day. Day four, you're like, yeah, it's not really today. You know, it wasn't yesterday. What makes today the day? After 5 years of this, he's lost crew members. He had a son die. People leave him. He had things stolen. He's ridiculed in the papers, right? They drag his name through the mud as he's, you know, this fixed treasure hunter. There's no treasure out there. He's never going to find it. He's wasting. They laugh at him as he walks out to his boat. 5 years into this, he and his wife realize, we're not anywhere close. They look at their charts, they're analyzing, they're like, we're not even in the right area. 5 years wasted. Life saved, everything they have, wasted. 5 years. Mel Fisher, next day. Today's the day. Today's the day, guys. We got a new area. Today's the day. They go out day two. Today's the day, guys. We're going to find this treasure. Today's the day. They're looking for, and I can't remember the name of it. Oh, it's in my pocket. What? The Atosha. Thank you. Today's the day. This is the biggest and unfound treasure ship that they know of, right? And today's the day, we're going to find it. So guess what? This goes on. All of a sudden they find a few gold coins, a few gold bars. Government comes in. They put inspectors on his ship. He has to pay for them to be there. He gets hauled into court. He loses his permit. They accuse him of thievery. The competitors all come in and they're going into his area and digging and finding. I mean, everybody's after him. His houseboat sinks, right? No place for his family to live. Today's the day. Today's the day, honey. Today's the day. We're going to do it, right? How many of you would be real excited about jumping on that boat with Mel Fisher if you'd been there with him. How many of his boys do you think were real excited? Yeah, Dad, today's the day. Right? Let's go get on that boat. Let's bob around on that ocean, digging the sand. We can't see anything. Today's the day.